Welcome to the Tax Sell Podcast, where tax sell investing is made easy. My name is Casey Denman. I am a tax sell veteran, the tax sell expert. I'm the author of The Tax Sell Playbook, founder of the Tax Sell Academy, and I am your host right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. So let me start this episode off by telling you a little bit of a story. Around 20, 21 years ago now, when I first started investing out of state, I was doing quite a bit of research trying to figure out where I should go. Which state should I invest in? Which county should I invest in? Even back then, many tax sell lists were still posted online, either directly on the county's website by somebody typing them in or through a downloadable PDF. But I came across one specific state, and I noticed that many of the tax sell lists through the counties there were not posted online. But I knew that they had tax sell coming up because I knew their laws, so I picked up the phone. I called the treasurer's office in one of these counties. I asked them, do you have any properties that are going to a tax sale? And if so, how can I get a copy of your tax sale list? I'll never forget the lady on the other end of the phone call. She says, oh, honey, we have about 300 properties that are going to a tax sale, but I don't have a list for you. You'll need to go down to the city newspaper to get that. So I said, thank you, and I hung up. Unfortunately, I was about 1,200 miles away, so just going down to the city newspaper was a little bit difficult for me. So I picked up the phone. I called the city newspaper, and as it would happen, they did not post the legal section, which contained that tax list, onto their fairly minimalistic website that they had at the time. But they did confirm they had pages and pages of properties that were going up for tax sale auction. Now, when I asked how I could get a copy of the paper, the receptionist rattled off about half a dozen places around town that sold the newspaper, and she also offered me a subscription package for newspaper delivery. I then explained I live many, many states away, and really all I wanted was the specific legal section that contained the tax sale list. Now, after some back and forth, I finally got her to understand I wanted her to mail me a copy, which I don't think they've ever done before at that point. A little bit confused, she told me that I could mail her a self-addressed stamped envelope and a check for $1, which paid for the newspaper at that time. So that's exactly what I did. About 2 weeks later, I received the legal ads for the county, and there were, in fact, right around 300 properties that were being sold at their tax sale. I was stoked, right? I knew I went through all this work to get this tax sale list, and there probably weren't a whole lot of other people that went through that work to get that same list. So I started to do some research. Well, there was no GIS. There was no tax assessor's report. Not much information online at all. Instead, I actually had to pay a third party, a subscription service based company, so that I could download all the plat maps in the subdivisions for where those properties were located to figure out exactly what I was looking at. So I'd review the legal descriptions provided in that newspaper. Then I would search that subdivision to find the plat map. Then I would take that plat map for the block and the specific lot that I was looking at. Then I would go over and compare that plat map and the specific lot to Google Maps to see if the road existed and what was around it, and also the measurements and all sorts of other fun stuff. It was a heck of a lot of work. It took me 9-10 times the amount of effort for every single property compared to some other counties. Now, a few days before the auction, I hopped on a flight. I rented a car and I drove around a couple of dozen of those properties I had picked out. They were all just very, very simple, single-family vacant lots. Some were on paved roads, some were on dirt roads, but none of them were spectacular. Nothing to write home about. Regardless, I knew that there was money to be made if I could buy those properties at the opening bid prices. On auction day, I walked in, I registered, I sat down, and before the auction even started, I realized there weren't a whole lot of people in that room, and the ones that were there kind of seemed to know each other. This was a smallish town, and it was one of those things where all real estate investors in the area likely had dealings together at some point prior to this auction. Now, that day at that auction, I was able to get all but one of the properties that I went to buy, and I got the large majority of those properties at the opening bid. I went on to sell each one of those properties a very short time later, made quite a bit of money off that trip, and I thought I found the one honey hole that existed in the country when it comes to tax sales. But the good news was, there was a lot more than one that I found. I went on to another auction, and another, and another, and all these auctions operated the same way. I went through the same challenges, the same aggravations, and was rewarded with the same result. Now, those challenges, those aggravations became easier and easier each time because I knew the process. And just about every time after each auction, people would ask me, "Where are you from? What are you doing with these properties?" It was not uncommon to be the only out-of-towner at each of these auctions. And then the internet evolved. The year 2020 changed some things. And everybody thinks that everyone and everything should be online, that it should be easy, that it should be without any friction, without any effort whatsoever. But it's not. Here's the crazy thing. 20 years later, that same exact process that I just described, I still use to this day. I still sometimes have to call newspapers to get a copy of their tax list. I still find counties where I have to call the local newspaper to get a copy of their legal ads. I still have to find these third-party companies that accumulate information and put it onto their websites that I pay them a subscription fee for to get access to things like property assessor reports and plat maps and all of that kind of stuff. And I still go to those same types of auctions and make quite a bit of money. Sure, there are plenty of websites where you can log on. You can do your research online. You can buy and you can sell online. And you can make money online without ever visiting the property, the county, the state, or even some cases, even the United States of America, you don't have to come to. I've got a lot of international investors that do just that. And I do myself buy from those types of auctions nearly every single day. I have strategies that I use and that I teach in the Tax Sell Academy to get the best deals at those types of auctions. But this is not an episode about that. The lower the friction, the higher the competition levels will build. The easier it is to get into a tax sell investment, the more people will want to get into that same investment. It is as simple as that. There's nothing wrong with that. You should have to employ different strategies if you take that approach. This episode is telling you, however, my most profitable tax sale deals were the ones that had some friction involved in them. Now, what I've learned over the years is that most of the so-called investors out there, especially those that are new to this business, try to completely avoid any friction in their businesses when the very thing that they need to unlock the most profitable deals is to push past that friction instead of stopping once they reach some sort of sticking point. If you want the most profitable deals, keep pushing forward when you hit any sort of roadblock. You know, I get emails constantly from people asking me what they should do because they aren't able to find a tax sale list online. It's very simple. My suggestion, find the phone number to the local county tax collector or treasurer's office and ask, how do I get a tax sale list? When is your next tax sale? Tell me about your tax sale process. Other people, they'll tell me via email or DMs or even YouTube comments that they aren't able to research properties because they can't find the assessor's website or the assessor does not have all the information they need when it comes to researching those properties. My suggestion, call the county. Ask them, I'm looking to research some properties because I'm an investor in the area. How can I do that? Or go to Google and find the databases that are out there that are curated by private third-party companies that might contain things like plat maps and other relevant information that you can then interpret yourself like I did in the story I told you just a few minutes ago. Others tell me they can't attend an auction because it is not local to them. My suggestion, in that case, if you can't in any way possible attend an auction by traveling to a specific state or specific county, you need to learn how to invest online. Learn the proper strategies to find the best deals through online investing. Understanding you're going to have to learn how to research properties very efficiently. It's going to take a larger quantity of properties that you see auctioned off to see success. Otherwise, maybe save up some money, take some time off work, skip a vacation, whatever you have to do to go to these auctions, or even work an auction into your vacation schedule if possible. because it'll be worth it for you, your income, and your business over the long term. Now, I know that in the comments section of this video will be people asking where they can find these counties, or if I'll just provide them a list of those counties. Or I'll get comments about nobody has in-person tax sales anymore. There are around 3,000 different county or county equivalents in the U.S. And yes, many, I'd say the majority, do absolutely have their tax sale information posted, easy to find online. And a good chunk of those properties are going to be sold online as well. But inside the Tax Sale Academy, we've just added the feature where you can click on a simple link and you get the tax sale list and other available information about the tax sale process in a specific county simply by clicking on the list. Now, all you do is you choose a state, click the county, and boom, there is your information. This is something that I wished I had years ago personally, but I can tell you this. Just by going to that list, clicking around a whole bunch of different links, out of the 3,000 county or county equivalents that we have in the U.S., there are literally hundreds and hundreds of different counties out there that have some sort of friction layer in their process. Maybe it's a list only available from the local newspaper, or maybe there is limited information available about their tax sale online, or maybe it requires a subscription service in order to research those properties. If you are a member of the Tax Sale Academy listening to this podcast or watching this video, go use this feature right now. Search the various counties in the different states that pique your interest and find the counties where things are just a little bit difficult to access. Now, if you're not an Academy member, either come join us, what we're doing inside the Academy, or search through Google in the areas you're interested in and see what their process is. Again, folks, if you're restricted to online only investing where all the information is available and it's easy due to maybe your work, your budget, or maybe just your motivation, that's cool. Whatever it is, that's fine with me. I've got a lot of international Tax Sale Academy members that do just that. I've got many more US-based investors that do just that. So it 100% can be done. But based on my experience, if you want to find the absolutely most profitable tax sale deals that exist, you will be required to push past some friction. So instead of coming across some sort of friction or some sort of hurdle, like I first discussed where I could not find that list online and I actually had to call the county, then call the newspaper, then mail a check and send a self-addressed stamped envelope, that's the type of friction I'm talking about. But if you come across that friction, keep pushing forward. And if you want to take it a step farther, why not go out there and actively search for tax sales that have friction involved in their process? Because the large majority of investors out there will not push past that friction. The large majority of investors out there are lazy. They want things easy. And if they're not as easy as they think they should be, they'll move on to the next county, which explains the reason to this day, over two decades later, I'm still using the same process to find my most profitable tax sale deals. Go out there and seek out tax sale auctions where it's a little bit difficult, where it's difficult to track down those lists, where it's difficult to research those properties. The harder it is for you, the better. Sorry. That's just the fact of the matter. Because the harder it is for you, the harder it is for everybody else. And if you're willing to put forth a little bit more effort, you will be rewarded. I get a kick out of people who want to make the equivalent of a surgeon's or a big company CEO salary, but they are not willing to put forth any effort to get past whatever hurdles come their way. Now, for the ones that are, that is some dang good news to keep it PG. Your efforts, your little tiny extra efforts will provide you with exponential increases in your tax sale profits. I truly hope this has helped you out. I truly hope this gave you some more strategies to find the most profitable tax sale deals. That's it for today. If you enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes that we have on the Tax Sale Podcast, please do me a huge favor and leave some positive feedback on whatever podcasting or video platform you're listening or watching us on right now. These podcast episodes are free. Of course, I don't charge a listing or membership fee or anything like that, but your positive feedback truly helps us out in the podcasting world, and it might even serve to pay it forward to somebody who learns about this business simply because you took the time to leave a positive message or click that thumbs up button. And as always, if we can be of any additional help, be sure to check out all the links in today's show notes, including the one to our step-by-step comprehensive training academy at taxcellacademy.com. Hey, take care, folks, and make it a successful day. We'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Bye-bye.